我们这一次社会关怀会议的讲员是黄志成弟兄。昨天有人问我说，我们怎么请到黄弟兄来当我们的讲员？我的答复是神的安排。因为黄弟兄就住在我们附近的 Lincoln， 他写了一本书叫做《玻利维亚街头的春天》，是有关于社会关怀的。他送了一本书给 Lexington 的图书馆，我太太正好在那边上班，她看了以后赶快就借回家给我看。我看了以后非常有感动，所以就约了黄弟兄在 Lexington 图书馆见面，我们交谈甚欢。我就也介绍给我的同工，我们有四位年轻人也跟他在一个咖啡屋里面见面，也谈了好久，也是相谈甚欢。我们就决定邀请黄弟兄来当我们的讲员，黄弟兄也受到神的感动，他一口就答应了，感谢主。黄弟兄他是出生于来自台湾的移民家庭，是在美国德州长大。他1998年毕业于哈佛大学的医学院，目前是在波士顿大学医学院的助理教授。过去的15年，从1997年开始，黄弟兄先后在墨西哥、洪都拉斯、厄尔多瓜、玻利维亚这些发展中的国家服侍流浪街头的儿童。他同时研究这些街头儿童对社会经济带来的危险，还有分析他们医疗健康的需要，也同时来记录他们人权被侵犯的情况。黄弟兄多次在美国各地各样的集会上讲述街头流浪儿童的苦难，也为这些儿童所做的工作和他在社区服务和家学上的贡献受到社会的认同和赞赏，并多次获奖。黄弟兄，我们就求神使用他，让他的信息能够感动我们，因此我们能够得到鼓励，我们的信心可以带出爱心，可以带出好行为，让我们能够来帮助有需要的人。我就把时间交给黄弟兄。
So thank you very much for your warm invitation.
谢谢大家很温暖的邀请。
I want to especially thank the pastors and the elders and the social concern committee.
特别谢谢贵教会的长老、教牧同工以及社会关怀委员会的委员。
And all of you for inviting me to be a part of your day.
你们邀请我来到这里这个周末，在今天跟你们在一起。
I must apologize for not being able to speak Mandarin.
首先跟大家说一个抱歉，不会讲，国语不是很流利。
我一天不会讲。
I can comprehend, but can't speak.
When I grew up, I spoke Taiwanese in the house, not Mandarin, unfortunately.
在我长大的过程中间，我家是讲台湾话的。
So once again, my name is Qi Huang.
我是黄志成。
And I'm a physician here in Boston.
我是在波士顿地区做一个医师。
But more importantly, I'm a father of 3 beautiful girls and husband of a wonderful wife.
更重要的是，我是三个很美丽的女儿的父亲，是一个很美丽的太太的先生。
Over the last 12 years, we have walked together with street children in Bolivia.
过去十二年来，我们有这样的机会，在玻利维亚跟街上被抛弃的儿童一起来工作。
We started an organization called Kaya Children International.
我们开始了一个施工，叫做 Kaya International 国际一个组织
，which has 3 homes.
在这样的组织下面，我们开始了三个中途之家
，a school.
有一个学校
，and we walk at night from 10 to 2 in the morning.
每一天的晚上10点钟到清晨的2点，我们就在街上行走。
Over the next 30 minutes, I want to share with you what I think is God's plan in the setting of abandonment and hope.
在未来的30分钟，我就是要跟大家来分享。我觉得神在那些没有希望、已经被抛弃的人中间，怎么样带来希望？神的计划是什么
？Today's sermon is entitled "Crooked Trees Grow Straight."
今天的讲题是弯树长直。
And crooked trees grow straight is an old Bolivian saying.
在玻利维亚的一个口语里面，在他们的传统里面是有这样的一句话的。
And my challenge to all of us as a church is to say that crooked trees indeed grow straight.
那我给大家的挑战就是说，本来已经弯的树，其实有希望可以长得直的。
And as I was preparing for today's sermon, I was struck by the commonalities between Joseph and the Old Testament.
在我预备今天的讲章的时候，我不能够我马上就会想到，是说在旧约的时候，约瑟的经验跟我今天的讲题有多么大的一个相关。
Who's abandoned by his own brothers？
在旧约里面的约瑟，我们刚刚念的那道经文是约瑟被他的兄弟大部分是他的哥哥所抛弃。
The street children that we work with in Bolivia，
在玻利维亚，我们服侍的对象那些在街上的儿童。
And some of the unintended consequences of China one-child policy，
或者是说在中国的这个一胎化的政策之下。
As the founder of this ministry, but just as importantly, as the father of two adopted girls，
我是身为这样的一个施工的主持人，也是两个被领养的小孩的父亲。
One from Bolivia and one from China，
一个是从玻利维亚领养的，另外一个是从中国领养的。
I'm struck by the fact that every year，
我实在没有办法忘记每一年
，there is approximately 1 million。Female babies that are not that don't come to this earth in China.
大概在中国有这样的估计，每一年至少有100万的女婴因为文化社会的背景，使得她没有机会来到这个世界上面。
And in fact, they oftentimes are abandoned or even worse.
那有时候是被出生以后就被抛弃。那当然还有更不理想的情况会发生。
And regardless what our stances about our politics or policy，
不管我们的政治的背景或者我们对公共政策的看法是如何，
I think we as Christians and as a church live in the age of tension。
我们在这样一个有充满张力、充满对抗的一个社会的下面，我们身为一个教会，我们的角色是什么？
It's often called the age of tension in the now and not yet phase。
这个是一个充满着张力对未来还不是很清楚的一个时代。
In fact, we are waiting for the second coming of Christ as Christians.
我们现在其实是在期待基督第二次的再来。
And during this time, we recognize there is a lot of pain and suffering in this world.
在这样一个时代里面，圣经也再一次的告诉我们，在这个世界上面有许多的苦难跟受害。
Whether it's personal suffering，
不管是个人的受伤。
For me, for those that were here this past weekend, I shared with you that I lost my own sister on Christmas Day.
如果你礼拜五晚上来参加这个聚会的话，你可能听到我的分享。在多年前的一个圣诞节的早日，我失去了我自己的妹妹。
In 1987,
在1987年。
And every Christmas morning since that time, there is that pain and is that reminder of the suffering.
1987年的圣诞节的早晨，我的妹妹过世。以后每一年的圣诞节的早晨，我都有同样的一个伤痛。
Or if it's that pain that you guys are feeling, whether it's due to the economic crisis or for lost ones or for sickness.
或许是你所感受到的，因为经济的压力，或者是因为你亲爱的人离开了这个世界所感受到的伤痛跟悲哀。
Or if it's the pain of having children that are abandoned.
或者是说你了解到有世界上面有一些小孩一生下来就被抛弃。
Yet what remains to be seen is whether our Christian church can answer to those that are less fortunate and those that are suffering.
但是我们还不是很清楚，就是说我们基督的教会面临这样的一些被抛弃的儿童，一些在伤痛里面的人，我们的反应是什么？
So I want to share with you a story about a child that I met several years ago in Bolivia.
在这个时候再回到这个问题，我就愿意跟大家分享多年前我在玻利维亚跟这样的一位儿童有这样一个交谈。
It was approximately 2 a.m. in the morning.
那个大概是清晨2点钟。
I was working on the streets once again.
我又在街头上面来工作。
When I saw this child out of the corner of my eyes.
那我从眼角看到这个小孩。
In fact, he was slightly disheveled with a small scar on his face.
那他看起来很忧伤，很多问题。他在脸上有一个很小的一个疤痕。
His hair was unkempt.
他的头发很凌乱。
Pants were two sizes too long.
他的裤子呢，大概比他的真实的这个 size 大概大两号。
And his sweater had holes in it.
那他身上穿的那个衣服呢是破洞。
He sat quietly on the bench as if he was waiting for me.
他就坐在一个街的这个椅子上面，好像他在等我一样。
I had finished a tough game of soccer on the street.
我刚刚打完一个足球赛。
And wanted to go home to go to bed.
那我已经很累了，就想回家，要休息了。
And yet he kept on looking at me as if he wanted me to talk.
那但是这个小孩一直看着我，好像是说他想跟我讲话一样。
Hello, he says.
他就跟我讲说 hello.
And I say hello back.
那我就回应就也说 hello.
My name is Chi.
那我就说我的名字叫志成。
I know, he replied.
那他说我也知道。
How do you know who I am?
那我就问他说，哎，你怎么知道我是谁？
I've heard about you.
我已经听过你的这个施工了。
You're the Asian guy that comes and plays soccer with us.
你是那个亚洲人哈，来到这里跟我们一起踢足球的。
Is that good or bad? I asked.
那我就问他说，哎，这样好还是不好啊？
Good, because you don't know how to play soccer and we can win.
当然很好啊，你这个完全不会踢足球的，所以跟你打好的，我们一定会赢。
You also have the guy. You're also the guy with the homes, right?
而且你也是那个在那个中途之家的那个家庭的那个人，是不是啊
？Yes.
那我就说是。
What's in the big bag behind you? I asked him.
那我就问他说，哎，那你背后这个大的袋子里面装什么啊
？All of my clothes.
那他就说我所有的衣服都装在这个袋子里面。
Are you planning on moving?
那我就问他说，你要搬家吗？
Yes, he replied.
那他就说是，我要搬家。
Where?
你要搬到哪里啊
？I want to go to your home.
他就说我要搬到你的那个种土之家。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you take care of us as street children and don't hurt us in the homes.
因为你在那个家庭里面会照顾我们在街上的这些儿童，不会伤害我们。
So that night, around 2 o'clock in the morning, he and I went to our third home.With street boys.
所以在那天晚上清晨两点钟我们两个人就到了我们为了男生这些街上的儿童特别是男生的所安排的那个中途之家。
And I visited him nearly every day at the home to see how he was doing.
然后每一天之后呢我都去看看他过得怎么样。
I had another conversation with him about a year ago, 5 years later.
那五年之后，就是大概一年以前，我有一个机会呢，再跟他谈话。
So why did you come to our home 5 years ago?
那我问他说，好，那五年前你为什么来到我们这个中途之家呢
？Is it because we fed you 3 times a day?
那我呢，是因为我们给你提供三餐，你可以吃吗
？No, he replied.
他说不是。
Was it because that we have games and soccer?
是因为我们家里有这个足球赛，我们有可以一起玩，是因为这样子吗
？No, he replied.
他也说不是。
Was it because we don't beat you in the house?
是因为我们在家里不打你吗
？No, he replied.
他说也不是。
Why then? I asked.
那我就说，那为什么你要来到我们的家呢
？It's because you have a school in your home.
他是说因为在你这个中途之家里面有一个学校。
A school?
一个学校吗
？Yes, a school.
是一个学校。
She, before I met you,
至少在我认识你以前
，I was in nearly every single orphanage in this city.
我几乎住过这个市里面所有的孤儿院。
One day, my teacher came up to me.
有一天，我的老师到我前面来
，and told me this saying.
他告诉我
，Crooked trees never grow straight.
他跟我说，弯的树。永远没有机会长直。
It is an old Bolivian saying.
这个是在我们玻利维亚的一个很古老的一个一句话。
Meaning that people like me never become anything.
意思就是说，像我这样的人永远没有希望。
That I am trash.
我就像垃圾一样。
Worthless.
我没有任何的价值。
That I am a vermin.
我就是社会上面的一个毒物，毒蛇一样。
And she, I was so mad at her.
至少我可以告诉你，在当时我对这个女老师有多么的生气。
All I ever wanted to do.
我唯一想要做的
was to study.
就是想要学习
and make something out of myself.
然后把我自己变成一个更好的人。
But because of you.
但是因为你。
The Christian staff in this home.
因为在这个中途之家里面的基督徒的同工。
And the many churches around the world that support this ministry.
因为在世界上面许多的教会来支持这样一个事工。
That in fact I am studying.
那我现在呢可以在学习。
And making the top grades in school.
在学校里面我有很好的成绩。
And you know what?
你知道什么吗？
Crooked trees do indeed grow straight.
弯的树是有机会长直的。
You can play the video.
有给大家看一段小的影片。
There's a whole lot of trouble, baby. In this world, there's a whole lot of pain. In this world, there's a whole lot of trouble, but a whole lot of ground to gain. Why take when you could be giving? Why watch as the world goes by? It's a hard enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly?There's a whole lot of sorrow. In this world, there's a whole lot of shame. In this world, there's a whole lot of sorrow and a whole lot of ground to gain. When you spend your whole life wishing, wanting and wondering why, it's a long enough life to be living. Why walk when you can fly?There's a whole lot of cold. In this world, there's a whole lot of blame. In this world, you've a soul for a compass and a heart for a pair of wings. There's a star on the far horizon, rising bright in an azure sky. For the rest of the time that you're given, why walk when you can fly?
With or without the one-child policy,
不管有没有这个一胎化的政策,
we are living in an imperfect society.
我们是活在一个不完美的社会里面。
In a place where we witness pain and suffering，
在一些我们看到受伤跟痛苦的地方。
Abandonment all around us，
我们看到许多人被抛弃。
That is a given，
这个是世界上面的一个现实。
But what is still yet to be determined，
但是我们还不知道的。
Is whether we're willing to open our eyes and our heart。
是我们是否是我们愿意是否是我们愿意打开我们的心跟我们的眼。
That this hope is in Christ，
这些在基督里面的盼望。
And we are the hands and feet，
我们是基督的手跟脚。
Of the church，
是这个教会的伸出去的手跟脚。
And for in fact our God of hope，
事实上我们这个充满了盼望的神。
Allow Joseph to not only be dumped and abandoned by his own brothers，
他允许约瑟被他的兄长把他丢到一个坑里面抛弃他。
But in fact with God's plan he was the governor of Egypt and later reunited with his family。
但是在永恒的计划里面，约瑟后来变成埃及的高官，跟他的家庭有一个重逢的机会。
In fact our God of hope allowed me，
这个充满了盼望的神也允许我
to be a father of two beautiful adopted children，
成为两个非常漂亮的领养的小孩的父亲。
Our God of hope allowed this child，
我的神也允许也让这样一个小孩子
in Bolivia to come to a loving home in Bolivia，
在玻利维亚的这样一个街头上面的小孩子能够到这样一个充满爱的中途之家里面。
And in fact with this new life，
也是有这样的一个新的生命。
Our lives as Christians，
我们在基督里面的生命
is not our life，
其实已经不是我们的生命了。
Nor is our time or money，
也不是我们自己的时间，也不是我们自己的金钱。
For we are his hands and feet，
我们是他的手跟他的脚。
So that crooked trees indeed grow straight，
所以已经弯的树有一天可以长直。
Let us pray，
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father，
我们在天上的父神。
Holy Spirit，
圣灵保惠师。
Lord Christ，
基督。
Thank you for this church，
我们谢谢这个教会。
The love that is within this church，
在这个教会里面我们所感受到的爱。
And help us understand，
帮助我们来了解。
That our lives are not ours，
我们的生命跟我们的一切。
But in fact that we give it up to you，
是我们要拿到你的面前。
So that we can carry the cross，
所以我们可以在你的面前来背负我们的十字架。
And be the hands and feet，
成为你的手跟你的脚。
Whether it's to rescue children from Bolivia，
我们不管是从玻利维亚的街头来拯救一些小孩子，
or to serve those within this church that are suffering，
或者是在这个教会里面来服侍一些受伤害的弟兄姐妹，
or to be the light within our workplace and home，
或者是在我们的工作的场所，在我们的家里成为盐跟光。
Give us the courage and humility，
帮助我们有这样的一个勇气，也帮助我们有这样的一个谦虚谦卑的心。
That you are in control，
让我们了解你是掌管一切的。
That all we need to do is to follow，
我们所需要做的只是来跟随你。
It's in your son's name I pray，
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Jesus Christ，
主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen，
Amen。